on the M1. Morning, Matt.
Oh, God, you said my name on the radio.
Haven't you got any comments about Scott Mills playing clips of you on the radio last night? I got tipped off by Alan about this. Do you know about this?
I didn't hear it, but I've heard about it.
Scott Mills, yesterday, was playing clips of me from when I was on the radio when I was 16. Right? Mm-hmm. Which is a brilliant idea. Well, why didn't we think of that? And Alan texts me. So I says, what do you want about? So I put the radio on. And then hear a bit of me. With no explanation, just the record ends and it's just a bit of me from, like, 1991 or something ridiculous. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So I text Alan and went, get down into that studio and tell him to stop it now.
Right. You're like Paul O'Grady when you do that.
That was a bit weird because you didn't move your teeth at all.
Get into that. As I swore, effing, which is E-double-F-I-N-G, anybody ever wants to text. Get down to that effing studio and tell him to effing stop that now. That's how I wrote the text. And I didn't hear anything back from Alad at all. And then I fell asleep on the couch for about 20 minutes. And then Reese, our executive producer, rings.
Hi, mate. You're not really bothered about Scott playing clips of you on the radio, are you?
What? And I'm just working. I've no idea what he's talking about. What?
You're not really bothered, are you?
Oh, I don't know what he's doing.
What?
And the radio's on, and by this point it's about 6:30 or something.
I don't know where you are.
I said, what are you talking about? Oh, you sent Alad. Alad showed me your text. And I'm like, so Alad's obviously gone, oh no, I've got to go down to the bloody studio and then shout at Scott now, innit? I don't know what to do. He's obviously going to race and go, look, oh, what do I do? And I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
Well, anyway, I went down to the studio and I had a word with him.
And I'm like, oh, this is all going to get completely out of control.
So what's the outcome then?
I've no idea. That was it.
I wouldn't worry about it.
No, well, I wouldn't either. However, I'm thinking about ringing Scott later and having a go at him. I'm getting really, really peed off with him. Just see if he falls for it.
And record it?
Yeah. And play it out on
Monday.
Now, it's a good idea, but there is only one problem with that. It's the fact that Scott never answers his phone, ever. Just never, ever, ever.
Well, now's not a good time either, because he's now lost it again.
He hasn't.
He lost his phone the other day.
Are you serious?
Serious. Because I had to give him the number of the person that you ring for lost phones.
I've never known somebody lose their phone so much in my life. Told you, I'm sitting at home one Sunday afternoon. I get a text message on my phone from a cab driver in Norwich. Hello, Chris. Sorry to bother you on a Sunday. I'm a cab driver in Norwich. I'm thinking, what? I've got Scott Mills' phone.
Didn't Joe Wiley also get a call that
Did
weekend?
He?
Yes.
So I then try and ring anybody on Scott's show. No one's answering. I eventually get hold of Laura. And then she kind of goes, right, I'll find out. Yeah, he was in Norwich last night doing a gig. So eventually, Laura rings the guy and organises for the phone to be picked up and brought back to Radio 1 for Scott and da-da-da. Seriously, the people on his show treat him like the president.
But the cab driver, though, who picks up the phone in Norwich, he picks up this strange phone, obviously thinks he'll try and work out whose it is by going through the numbers. Rather going through mum, dad, brother, whatever. Joe Wiley, Chris Moyles, whatever.
Jeremy Beadle.
Jeremy Beadle, Andy Peters.
We went through all the stars.
David Hasselhoff.
Liberace, yeah. You know.
They're all there.
And then Scott gets his phone, doesn't even bother saying thank you. Little git. He's due a call. He really is.
We'll have to wait then.
Wait till he gets his new phone.
Maybe 2 weeks or something.
Someone's got to have his home number. His home number's got to be upstairs somewhere. We can call him at home, scare him.
Oh, Neil's got it next door, he's saying.
Has he? Brilliant. That was it.